Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Rachel A. Pfeffer, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is Life in Switzerland. Weasels Ate My Porsche. I knew life in a Swiss castle was going to be a bit different, but I never expected carnivorous vermin that would literally eat a Porsche. But like a lot of unbelievable things in my life, they exist, and this happened. The prequel. I love cars, and since I don't hold on to things too tightly, I've had a lot of different ones over the years. I look for transportation that's interesting or fast, preferably both, like Marlene here. Marlene's original builder was aggressive, and she had a 5-liter Mustang engine transmission under there. She ticked all my boxes when I saw her at the Salvation Army auto auction, so I bought her. Only $5,000. A very nice deal. The body alone sold for $15,000. John, my ex-husband, also liked cars. He'd owned one of the first NSXs and, even though it had an automatic transmission, that still counts as a sports car. So, since we both liked to go fast and we lived in a castle, what happened next was inevitable. The Porsche. How to manifest a Porsche. I lurked around Medium for quite a while before posting anything and howled every time I read the 5 steps listicles about manifesting things in your life by navel gazing and introspection. I'm also no fan of The Secret, although I don't know what it is. Here's how I manifested a Porsche in my life through slightly more direct action, and if you follow these steps exactly, I'll guarantee you'll have one too. Step 1. Marry a middle-aged rich guy. Step 2. The minute he mentions maybe needing a new car, take said middle-aged rich guy to the nearest Porsche dealership. Step 3. This is where it gets tricky, so pay attention. If he starts looking at the Boxsters, do not growl, man up, and drag him over to the 911 Carrera 4s. Emasculating him in front of the salesman is a sure way to blow up the deal. Instead, gently take his hand while smiling at him, steer him toward the acceptable solution, and say, "Honey, I think you'd be much happier in this one. Treat yourself." Works every time. So that's how I got a Porsche 911 Carrera 4, only to have it eaten by weasels a few months later. The problem. This is where we lived, a chateau. The house was totally redone inside, but the stables, where we kept the cars, were just open medieval-looking stone stalls with a thatch roof. They'd originally planned a James Bond-type underground parking structure for the renovation, but cost overruns were so massive they scrapped that idea and went with the upgraded horse stall thing. There were no doors in the rear, so the cars were exposed on one side. One crisp December day I went out, got in the Porsche, and fired it up. The car started fine, but when I went to back out, it kind of lurched back a bit and stalled. It was far enough back to try and go forward, so I put it in gear. Same thing. Lurch, stall. Not what I expected from the almost brand new, fine German engineering. So I called Hans and Franz at the Porsche dealership to come get it and diagnose the problem. Hans called an hour or so later with the grim news. The transmission cables were totally stripped and would all need replacing, not cheap. This car had maybe 800 kilometers on it, and I hadn't driven it in a week, so I asked, "What the fuck happened?" I was able to convey that clearly, even with my limited language skills. That's how I learned about carnivorous weasels. Weasels need lots of fuel in the winter to stay warm, and if there aren't enough mice, voles to eat, they get desperate. Cars include lots of parts with polymer coatings, some of which apparently have sugar or carbohydrates in them. Like starving people eating grass, weasels eat the housing off cables, strip wires, and do all sorts of fun things to engines. Live and learn. My next question was, how much? To which Hans replied, "No charge, I already called the insurance agent." Huh? The policy. When we got the Porsche, we, of course, got insurance. It being Europe and us being lawyers, we didn't read the policy, we just paid the bill and tried not to hit things. Thus, it came as a very nice surprise to find out our hideously expensive car insurance actually had a weasel rider covering just this kind of damage. Who knew? A lot of people other than me, apparently. When I told an abbreviated version on Quora, folks said this happens in the northern U.S. and Canada as well. I'd only ever purchased car insurance in Texas, so imagine my surprise. The insurance company paid to fix it, no questions asked. Thanks, Swiss RE. And we drove it for a bit longer until I decided it was way too expensive to be a barn cat hammock. It was a convertible, of course, so we sold it. I think that's the car I was driving the night this happened. Life in Switzerland, parting with a porn star, has its drawbacks. If not, then that's just a shameless bit of self-promotion, so you go read another of my stories. There's more stories to come, so stay tuned. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook. Or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.